Mostly I did the Bar Trail because it gave me, this is about 24 miles round trip, and a lot of people had said that Kilimanjaro, actually for training, the Bar Trail is a very similar terrain. Sometimes I go on the backside and do the crags route, but a lot of the time now, if I can, particularly in the winter and the spring months, the snow climbs are phenomenal. I mean, I've just got a lot of climbing partners that I climb with, and you know, we tend to do, if we can, the less touristy trails where there's nobody up there. And literally, I've been up there many times in the winter and the spring, and there is nobody up there. Having grown up in England, it was very dull and grey, and there weren't many sunny days. And when I first came here, it was like, wow, it's sunny every day. And there's a lot of outdoors activities here, and I think that that's what inspired me to really stay here. And you can have, you know, the extreme mountains of Colorado and do the technical climbing, or you can do something a little bit more mild and just walk around in the small trails. Every year I've been training on Pikes Peak, every month in fact, I've been training on Pikes Peak because I've had a big international climb, and I just decided it's my training peak, it's right there. I have today 106 summits on Pikes Peak. Pikes Peak is my mountain because it's my training peak. It's only about 20 minutes from my house, and I look it up at it every day, and I see it from my office, and I climb it.